So, a quick example which you outline, NBA player LeBron James made over $47 million in the 24-25 season and was taxed at 37% on most of his income. But then you give the example of Mark Zuckerberg, controlling shareholder of Meta.
Right, exactly. So Mark Zuckerberg, he only receives a dollar in salaries, but he has a substantial amount of wealth accumulated. So if we impose a 5% tax on that, it would generate a substantial amount of revenue.
He does have $209.4 billion. Worth remembering, every one of those billions is $1,000 million. And then this proposed 5% wealth tax for him would be just $10 billion off $209 billion. And someone said, well, that's not going to hurt.
But the issue with this is really just because he has this wealth doesn't mean that he has the amount of money laying around to pay this tax. Many wealthy people, their money is tied up in their assets, so they don't necessarily keep a lot of cash laying around. They invest it in other sources of wealth that can help generate more investment income.
What might the solution there be?
A different solution could be to tax the investment income at a higher tax rate. If he receives dividends or capital gains on stock that he does sell, we could tax that at a higher rate.
But some have suggested, well, you know, some of these billionaires we're talking about, you know, maybe have 11 houses in one case. Couldn't they sell off some of their assets, or would that be seen as being unfair?
Yes, and that's a great point. So normally when we think about tax policy principles, one thing that we don't want to do is cause taxpayers to make decisions that they wouldn't otherwise do just because a tax is imposed. So that's normally thought of as kind of a bad tax policy.
Yeah. Well, I think this brings us to unrealized gains. Now, you mentioned Zuckerberg and others in the short term, they get dividends, the cash back from investments. Those are taxed and realized. Unrealized gains are the increase in value of investments on paper. You know, this value doesn't trigger taxes until those investments are sold. And there's a suggestion to tax this increase in value before sale, in the increase in other assets as well.